Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you're making a lot of art right now.
Yes, sir, I am. It's Christmas, and we're kind of like one of the Christmas elves, and we're going to celebrate Jesus here, and since I'm an artist, this is the time of the year that we kind of have a harvest. We plant it.
People
and
buy a lot of art for a lot of gifts.
And that's right. And so we're the thing that God's done with my art. I used to do wildlife and nature and all those things, which I still love. But then he called me to do art that points to him, to Jesus. And so that's what we're doing is making artwork right now.
And when you say making it, you're creating a lot of stuff right now that's new, never been done before, and it's all fresh. So those of you people who have been bought art before, this new stuff.
You betcha. And selling that art is, by the grace of God, is how Sherry and I are able to give and donate to the kingdom of God. And so I thank everybody that's bought my work over the years because it's allowed us to sow into this because we're one of the donors, you know, and as well as art and the funds on it. So, but that's what we're doing.
Well, every week we have a miracle of the week. And let's have our miracle of the week.
Okay, well, just thinking about what I just said, it's kind of a miracle that I haven't had a job, a real job in 37 years.
And I can relate because you know the other stuff that I do, I have the same experience. Yeah, it's a miracle that I still get to do what I'm doing.
That's exactly right. And as I tell other people about artists, if you're an artist, you only have to work half a day, any 12 hours of the day you want to make a living. And plus, you got to pick up road kills and you got to have extra side jobs and paper routes and those things. But by the grace of God, we have survived and God has blessed us. And now he's got us doing his stuff. And it's just a privilege to make art that points to the King. And so that's a miracle that we are able to do that. And it's been a blast.
Max, your friends Bill and Sue Hart are back. Why don't you talk a little bit more about them and introduce them again? Some of the folks that maybe didn't hear our broadcast last week.
Yeah, they are Sue and Bill are good friends. They've become mentors. We met them back 14 years ago December 9th, 2001, when this vision of the garden basically...
So that's where it all started.
It all began, but it was because of the invitation of a Christian friend that told us about this Dr. Mahesh Chavda coming to the church that we came, and we got to meet the Harts, and they are just really neat people, and they know the Word. They've been faithful. They've lived a life of integrity. They've got a really neat church in Austin, Texas. If you're in the area, you need to go check them out because Jesus is at all the churches that love him. I mean, that's, he's at all of them. But some of them allow the Holy Spirit to do maybe a little more than others. And at Bill Hart's church, the door is wide open for the Holy Spirit, and he can do anything he wants at that church. And because he's got that kind of standing invitation at Cathedral of Praise, Holy Spirit comes in there and shows off.
You got me. I can't wait. I'm going to be there. I've got to go.
So we highly recommend it.
Welcome, Harts. Bill and Sue Hart are with us today. What kind of church do you have? And he's been saying all this about this, that, and the other. Why don't you get into it and explain exactly what kind of church it is that you've developed there in Austin, Texas?
It depends on who you talk to and what kind of explanation you get about our church. Some are good and some are bad. But for the last 31 years, we've pastored that church. We started in 1984. And basically, we're just a people that really ask God to come and be God to us and not try to set any parameters on what he can do or how he can express himself. It doesn't mean that we're lawless or we have some pandemonium services. It's not that at all. It's just this sensitivity to allowing the Holy Spirit to be Lord of the house and to make Jesus Christ truly Lord. And out of that atmosphere, the Lord can speak. The Lord can move through people. The Lord can manifest the way
he
chooses
to. Portals open up.
Right.
That God can come in and speak because it's the energy is conducive for that to happen because of the people that are there.
Right. Many have come through there from around the world and said it's one of the greatest places in the world they've seen of the presence of God because people walk in there and they're instantly captured by the glory and the presence.
So it's not a physical building. You could virtually put those people together with the right leadership and the right inspiration and create that just about wherever you want to go.
Right, you could. There's a certain thing that happens because of the location so many years of faithfulness where God's people have gathered together that the Lord's there with us each time. Of course, it's not the building. It's in the people. But there's a presence of God that's so unmistakable. No one misses that.
He's found your address.
Yes. And some people like it. Some people hate it because it's not the presence of God. If you're not open to God, you're not going to enjoy being there. But if you're open to God, you're going to be blessed and you're going to be overpowered by his presence.
Well, Max says the garden was birthed at your church. How did that happen?
Well,
I can't tell that story. I'm interested to hear that.
We know God is the God of Genesis, so he's the God of birthing. And he wants to birth new things in people all the time. It's just a matter of matching the right people up at the right moment to receive the right word so that something new will be brought forth on the earth. And when Mahesh Chavda was there, who is an apostle, a prophet of the Lord, has been coming now for 28 years to our church every December, and met Max and Sherry, the Lord gave him a word that you're going to hear in just a few minutes about creating this tabernacle. And it was out of that word, Max would have known what to do. It was later on that Max began to hear more clearly the definition of what that meant that really resulted in the prayer guard being birthed. But it was so cool to hear that word come because you always know something mighty is fixing to happen when God speaks that way.
You introduced the Grinders to
Mahesh.
Say Chavda?
Chavda.
Chavda. Before the service. Now, what was that like?
Well, I just personally met them recently myself, and so what I like to view myself as someone that introduces, and that's really all I am in God. I'm just keep introducing people to the right man, and the right man is Jesus Christ. And also I feel that same thing holds true with each other. We just keep introducing each other, and out of those divine contacts comes divine connection. With divine connection comes divine inspiration. Out of divine inspiration comes divine results. So that's my purpose in introducing Max to Mahesh. I knew something would happen out of that encounter.
Now, Max, I've been wanting to ask
you. I didn't have a clue. Remember, we were from the Baptist church.
I've been wanting to ask you this. This is great that I have Bill here because this is, as a person that does stories all the time and talks to people, I wanted to ask you, what was it like? You're sitting in church. You didn't know anything that this was going to happen. You had no clue. And this man says, did he say your name or did he point to you?
Yeah, no, you can hear, and we're going to play the audio of this in just a second. But he had just shaken our hands at you. So you hear him. He's doing his sermon, and then he stops. And he gets this word from God, this download. And that's when he said, where's that artist, the Griners? And he mispronounced the name. He said Grenier. And you might, if you want to, why don't we go ahead and go to that audio and hear the actual words from Dr. Mahesh Shavda on December 9th, 2001.
All right. Let's listen to the actual prophetic word recorded on 12/9/2001.
There is nothing to be around the presence of God. King David, in his hour, the richest man in his era, at that time, as we sang, he said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. See, this is the house of the tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant was resting. And by the way, Max and Sherry Grenier, I'll lay hands on you later on. I feel like God's going to be, you're an attorney. Because of your hunger and because of your, both of you honor the Lord in his presence and the glory, there is a price that you have to pay. And some doors were shut. I don't know the details, I'm not sure, you know, I shook your hand today, but I haven't met you. But the Lord is opening the glory doors. And you will have a part, both you and Sherry. And I saw over you, Sherry, grace, grace, grace. And there is grace coming in your life, in your ministry. And the former things are former things. There is such a glory up ahead for both of you. And God was in his will, he put you together. I just see a firebomb, the Holy Spirit with you too. But the tabernacle of David, what your work, what you're doing, that is, these are some of the ornaments. In the spirit realm, I saw those things that you're doing is part of the restoration process. You'll be involved in the restoration of the tabernacle of David. It's very important in the Lord what you are doing. So we want to encourage you. You are part of those, that army of glory nuts. You're one of the leaders in the creative area. You're one of the whole slew of creative people that you are pioneering for. I saw like a coonskin cap on the David Crockett. And you were pioneering, but it must have been a handle. But Sherry was right there with you. She has the fire. And that kind of survival mode of being a pioneer woman. So the Lord's going to give you much. Man. But it really doesn't matter. But what matters is the presence of the Lord.
Woo! A modern-day prophecy given to strangers. Bill, what do you think about that?
Well, it never surprises me what God does. And I'm just always excited years later, 14 years later, to see a fulfillment of this. Of course, it doesn't happen every time. It depends. You got to have a Max and Sherry Griner, people that are willing to receive the words, like Mary. When the angel came and spoke to her, said, Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And it was through that hunger for God that she was able to receive the seed of God and birth the Lord Jesus Christ. And Max and Sherry were fertile ground to hear this word. And God knew what he was doing. You know, I didn't know what he was doing, but I knew something special happened. You know, you can always feel that glory when it comes, when God speaks. And you know that when God speaks, you know, all it takes is one word from God to change our life. One word from God to change a nation. One word from God to change the world. And I think we got a real changing word that day in 2001.
Yeah, you know, Roy, the one thing about that church, they expect prophecies and stuff, and they, you know, they know that happens. But for Sherry and I, when that came across and we heard that speaking to us, I remember leaning over to Sherry and saying, that guy's nuttier than the squirrel. God's not going to redo the tabernacle. That's been done. And I really kind of, I said, all these people were clapping in this charismatic church, and we could see no way how it could be real. But now, in fact, it was.
You believe
it
now?
It was the calling.
Well, to be honest, when I heard it, I'm thinking, what does this mean? You know, I mean, I didn't know the full understanding.
That's what I was going to ask you, is what did you think about it at the time?
Well, I mean, I knew it was anointed. I knew it was God speaking, but I was puzzled because, what do you mean, build the tabernacle? I mean, you know. And now we know what it meant. It was to build, restore something to the earth.
So what I understand, the modern-day prophecies are common at your church.
They're common. I mean, I wouldn't say it's every service, but I mean, we've had a lot of life-changing words over the years. And in fact, that goes clear back for me, 44 years. And then even last couple of weeks when I went to Korea and had miraculous encounters there, I pulled out prophecies that had taken place years ago. And I said, oh, that's what God was saying. That's what God was speaking then. Because it's only in hindsight, you go back sometimes and look and say, the Lord has set this whole thing up that I'm walking in now.
We're talking now with Bill Hart. And Bill, the name of your church again in Austin?
We call it Cathedral of Praise.
And when are the services?
Well, we have Friday night, we have worship from 7 to 9 o'clock, worship and intercession. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday mornings, we have 10:30 a.m. Till about 12:30 is our normal Sunday service. Then we also have a Journey School of the Supernatural that takes place many Sundays at 5 p.m.
Ooh, I bet that's interesting.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and how do people reach your church? You got a website?
Yeah, it's real easy. www.cop, like cop.com, C-O-P, C-O-P Austin.com.
Max?
Yeah, I just recommend if you're within 100 miles, you go to that place. We still drive the distance just when we hear that Mahesh or somebody else is coming to the church because it's, you know, there's a saying in the charismatic world that we've entered into now. You get under the spout where the glory pours out, and a lot of glory pours out over it. Yeah. Cathedral of Praise Church. So we highly recommend it. And it's not real religious if you're looking for real, real religious and you're looking for real traditional kind of things. It's not that. But if you're looking for a fresh encounter with a living God, that's the place.
All right. People are listening right now. They want to know more information about The Cross. Max, how do they get in touch with us?
Yeah, just go to our website, www.thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, or our main website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Greiner, Bill and Sue Hart, thank you both for being with us here on the show this week. Here's Sherry Greiner with this week's Vista Comments. Sherry?
Hi, I'm back again with some more visitor comments that I think you will really enjoy. And I think you'll get blessed by some of these that I have for you today. Okay, first is from Victor and Dora Perez from Eagle, Texas, Eagle Pass, Texas. Thank you for building this monument to my Lord Jesus. God bless Kerrville and pray for Eagle Pass, Texas. Fernando and Francisca Coronado in Donna, Texas wrote in, wow, very good. Amen, Max. God bless your work tremendously. And I've got one. My mom was healed of brain cancer at the cross, and I was delivered from addiction. This was sent in by Tanya Duke.
Wow.
This one simply says Letty, and she says, thank you for this beautiful place. I feel so at peace with God. I got so emotional and felt the Holy Spirit. Wonderful presence of God, says Betsy Steele of Porter, Texas. I don't have much, $3.85, but God helps me always. Thanking Him for everything He has done for us. Someone who cares a lot for what you're doing. A good deed. God bless you. And it's anonymous. Thank you for bringing the cross to Kerrville. Jerry and Nina Dalga from Kerrville, Texas. And this one is from Pastor Greg Young, who has a radio show in Kerrville, and his radio show is called Dose of the Ghost. And Greg says, the day may well be coming when crosses and public expressions of our faith will be forbidden, but each day that iRadio broadcasts, I remind people of their responsibility to be light and to fight back against the darkness. We are God's chosen generation, and I thank you for the stand that you are taking. I pray God blesses you to finish what He has begun. I am confident in His ability. And so, I think I have time for one more. Okay. You will see a chain of resources like diamonds, things, and resources. This is God's foundation. This is to glorify Him, not man. By Lueda Roski, Kerrville, Texas. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.